Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, good day. It is John Moore. Welcome to the Eagle Online. And on the line right now, a man you may not know his first name, but I guarantee you know his music, the lead singer of the Romantics, Mr. Wally Palmer. Wally, how are you, sir?
I am doing just fine today, John. I'm in a little bit of a cooler climate.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean cool in the Arthur Fonzarelli cool, but I'm up in Michigan right now outside of Detroit.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to coming down to Tampa actually fly into Tampa on Thursday.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Tomorrow.
Well, that's right. Friday, you are the front and center group for Blast Friday. It's a concert series they have once a month in downtown Clearwater called Blast Friday. It's on Cleveland Street. It's a family-free, fun event. It's always a good time, and you guys will do a free show. There are VIP tickets available for this, so you can get up close and personal with the Romantics. The gates will open at 5:30, so you can get out there, and lots of great food, lots of great fun. I've been to many of these over the years, and you guys are headlining. Now, you're just outside of Detroit. That's your hometown, right?
Yes, that's where when the Romantics formed back in 1977. It's four kids out of Detroit. You know,
yeah.
And I feel free to call them kids. Back then, when I think of the years that have gone by already, it's
right.
Quite a few, because you're zeroing in on 40 years, right? So that's quite a bit.
That's incredible. I remember when you guys blasted onto the scene in 1980. That was my first year of college. And, I mean, that song was a hit, screaming hit right out of the box.
Well, it was. 1980 was when the first album came out. And, from that album, we had obviously the anchor song for the album was What I Like About You. So they got a ton of airplay, like you said, John, right out of the box, and that it probably would have even had more impact had MTV been around already at that point, which, you're talking that this is 2 years prior to MTV.
Right.
So if you can imagine what this song did there on its own without any type of video accompaniment, had we had MTV, it could have even, I guess, gotten bigger, but I'm not complaining one bit.
Right. Well, I gotta imagine that as a young kid, you said you formed in 77, so you're rocking and struggling 3 years, and finally, this song comes out and it blows up. I mean, how what does that do to your head?
Well, you know what it was for us getting that massive amount of exposure, but it was actually for that song. Okay, let's put things in a perspective. When that song came out in 1980, that song barely cracked the top 40 for singles. It barely cracked the top 40. The number one song was My Sharona at that time.
Ah.
Right? So, and a lot of it's, the record business and everything else. And like I said before, video accompaniment and stuff. But it was a slow crawl for that song. And as the years went on, first of all, that song got us on American Bandstand, which was a whole, we couldn't believe we were going on that.
Right.
Because, are you kidding? Sitting at home every Saturday, watching Dick Clark, watching American Bandstand for years, all of a sudden, you get a chance to be on it. So we were on that show twice, and the song actually broke even bigger out in Europe at that point. In the Netherlands, it was, I think, a number two song, which they had no video footage on us, and it forced CBS. They contacted CBS Records here in the States and said, this song is climbing up the charts. We have no footage on this, on this band, So we're going to send over a film crew, and we have to have footage because at that point, once again, no MTV here. But in Europe, they've had video clips to accompany songs, since the, early 60s.
Sure.
So So they sent the crew over here. They filmed us at a sound check. I believe it was at the Whiskey A Go-Go in L.A., yeah. And that became the video. But that didn't surface here in the States for another 2 years.
Yeah.
Once MTV took off.
Well, here's why I knew it was a hit. I mentioned I went to college in 1980, my first year, and I put myself through school doing dances. So when I got a hold of that 45, back in the day when they had 45s, that thing was a hit every time I played it. People just leapt out of their seats, and I had to play it sometimes twice in a row because they loved it so much.
Well, you know what? Funny thing you said that, John. Throughout the years, we've encountered different DJs or people coming up to you, and they've said exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
If they're at a, either wherever, at a dance or something, or even a wedding or whatever it was, whenever there was a lull throughout the night on the dance floor when things started to dissipate, the instant remedy at that point would be to put on What I Like About You.
Yeah. Because it's such a fun song, high energy, and it's an awesome song. And Talking in Your Sleep is no slacker either. That's a beautiful song. We play both of those on our station here. Still, and
thank you so much for the support.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it.
40 years later, we're still rocking the Romantics. And again, folks, we're talking to Wally Palmer, lead singer of the group The Romantics. And they are performing this Friday night downtown Clearwater on the Cleveland Street stage, absolutely free. You can get in starting at 5:30. It's a family-friendly event, and it's always a good time with lots of food. They've got beer tents now, craft beers, and just some great stuff. It is a good time to be there.
You know what, John? John, I don't want to interrupt you, but how long has this event been going on the last Fridays?
Oh, at least 10 years, 8, 10 years, something like that.
Okay, so we played this event about 2 years ago, and I believe it was in October or something. And it's right on the corner, right?
Yep.
They have a stage set up there.
Yep, that's it.
Yep. Right? And it's a great event. No, we had a blast. Well, no pun intended, but we had a blast last time we played there.
Well,
maybe that's why they call it Blast Friday.
Well, right? It is. And, they always do it the last Friday of the month, and so there's where they get that part of it. But it is a blast, and I may have missed that particular show. I can't do every one of them because there's only a couple of us here at the station. But, I know this will be a hit, just like your songs. And, Wally, we appreciate your time, and we will see you this Friday in downtown Clearwater.
Okay, John. Listen, thank you very much for having me on. And I just want to, invite all your listeners. Make sure you come out Friday night. You can't beat the entertainment for what you're going to be paying for.
Yeah, right?
That much.
Absolutely. Awesome, Wally. Looking forward to seeing you.
Thanks, John.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.